part of the discourse, trademark right now, has been every motherfucker on the far left is like, Marjorie Taylor Greene is actually amazing. We need to welcome her into the coalition, and she's so cool, and blah, blah, blah. And AOC has been like the only person, actually, and Sam Harris, I think, have been like the only people pushing back. Mutin?
I have said that Ro Khanna was a fucking cuck for going on CNN and trying to normalize that.
Whoa!
Yeah, you heard me.
Oh, and Mehdi-san too, yeah. Has been like, Mehdi's like, wait, guys, what's going on here? I don't know if we watched this clip yesterday or not, but this was the AOC stream.
You know? And I care about results. I care about results.
Okay.
Now, there are certain places where, certain areas where I don't think that we should ignore some folks' record on some of these issues, right? It's about where we trust intent, where we trust where those outcomes are going. I personally do not trust someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene, a proven bigot and anti-Semite, on the issues of what is good for Gazans and Israelis. I don't. I don't think that it benefits our movement in that instance to align the left with white nationalists. I don't think it serves us. And so I think it's about looking at the context, the place, the results, the outcomes, intentions, and where we think that train would go. But as far as what someone says about me, I could care less. And you know, I think it's really about what our outcomes are. And to be honest, there are some areas where things will not get done if they're partisan, because they are anti-establishment. There is bipartisan consensus on keeping and protecting stock trading in Congress. And so it's going to require a massive bipartisan consensus of people willing to come together across those differences to get it done.
You'd have a better mic setup, huh?
No. Everybody said I'm retarded. I don't know anything about anything. So, you know, all of their setups are perfect. Okay. Fuck you guys. AOC is right that there are important differences between her and Marjorie Taylor Greene. One, AOC emphatically condemns policies only when Trump and the GOP do them, gets muted and deferential when Dems do. By contrast, Marjorie Taylor Greene criticizes policies with equal fervor, regardless of which party does them. So brave. Two, Marjorie Taylor Greene condemns GOP leaders when they betray their purported values, even risking her political career to do so. Not true, she retired, but Glenn Greenwald is fucking retarded, so that's what we expect. By contrast, AOC lies to protect Dems who betray their supposed values. Kamala, quote, is working tirelessly for a ceasefire, end quote, in Gaza, and has supreme devotion to partisan advancement and self-interest above all. MTG introduced a bill to cut all U.S. financing of Israel's military. AOC voted no, arguing Americans should pay for Israel's defensive weapons. Big substantive difference. Four, MTG scorns the AIPAC/ADL tactic of accusing Israel critics of being racist and anti-Semitic. AOC embraces and fortifies that accusatory smear campaign to justify why only liberal critics like her are compassionate and legitimate and everyone else is just racist. Five, MTG only cares about results and outcomes and will thus work with anyone, left or right, to stop a policy she considers evil and wrong. AOC only cares about posturing and her political branding, not outcomes, and will thus reject the opportunity to form majorities to stop some policy evil if it... Wait, what is this? And will thus reject the opportunity to form majorities to stop some policy evil... Oh, even, you meant, even if it means admitting that not only Dems have good ideas and can be good people. AOC is the embodiment of privilege. This and more is why MTG was pushed out of her own party. Wait, hold up. Hold up. Didn't MTG break with Trump and then basically announce her retirement at like the same time, within like a 48-hour time span?
I think it was a few weeks, but...
Was it a few weeks?
I feel like it. I can... Let me see if I can Google. She announced it in November... 2025. Let me see. Trump publicly and repeatedly called MTG a traitor on November 17th.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she did it earlier than that.
When did MTG announce
it? She announced it on the 21st. Damn, she called her a traitor on the 17th, and then she said, all right, I'm out of here on the 21st.
Peace. Yeah. Peace.
Jesus Christ.
Ooh, sheesh. Okay. Cringe, loser. Oh, another Glennie Glenn. Your heroine. She's a heroine. Heroine?
Heroine?
Heroine. A hero or a heroine. It's pronounced like heroine, right? Heroine? Said she opposed MTG's amendment to cut all U.S. funding of Israel because it would cut off all American financing of Israel's military, which AOC opposes. AOC opposes it because she believes Americans should be forced to pay for Israel's defensive weapons. Oh. Uh-oh. A video from 2019.
Ocasio, you come to this little... You want to talk to crazy Ocasio? You come to this little thing and you open it up and you whisper
confession
into her.
Session.
This is confession.
This is Ocasio confession right there.
Alexandria, Ocasio-Cortez, I'm an American citizen. I pay your salary through the taxes that you collect from me through the IRS because I'm a tax-paying citizen of the United States. I'm a woman. I'm a female business owner. And I'm proud to be an American woman. And I do not support your socialist policies, and I do not support your murderous abortion policies. As a mother of three children, I'm appalled at New York's law for abortion, and it needs to end, and it needs to stop now. You're bringing God's judgment on our country, and I'm against it, as well as my friends. So you need to stop being a baby and stop locking your door and come out and face the American citizens that you serve. If you want to be a big girl, you need to get rid of your diaper and come out and be able to talk to the American citizens instead of us having to...
This was in 2019 before she was in Congress.
Use a flap, a little flap.
It's kind of like hers. It's kind of flappy. She keeps flapping her gums.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
this is like child games.
This is child
session.
Jesus Christ.
Hello there.
Hello. Hashtag, where's AOC? I hear you.
Why are these people allowed in there with fucking GoPro cameras type shit?
No clue.
This is creepy.
It's hide and seek.
Tag, you're it. Guess what? You can't stay in there forever. Can you come out and play?
Let's go. All right, so we were, I guess she got the message before we came here. Because if you want to come out to visit the socialist communist, Ocasio,
you're a very good artist.
I'm just trying to decorate, you know?
This is her book where we sign it.
This is her signing book, and I'm just signing it.
Amateur child.
Should we draw a wall?
Yeah, yeah.
Where's it? Is there a
draw a wall? That's freaking epic, bro!
Our pen. We really want to draw a wall. So let's draw what a wall looks like, everybody. This is a wall.
Freaking epic. Jenk says, this is just terrible. She sounds just like the establishment. She's attacking an opponent of Israel as an anti-Semite. This is exactly what Israeli supporters want. Split the anti-war movement and the critics of Israel's genocide. Deeply counterproductive. And selfish.
I feel like these people are making me very pro-Israel.
These guys are just fucking... They are crazy. The way AOC rejected MTG's help yesterday on Israel and the war really bothered me. Anna Kasparian and I took a chance. We asked our independent and right-wing brothers to show up to the battle on these critical issues, and they did. Tucker Carlson, Thomas Massey, Megyn Kelly, Tom J. Dillon, Dave Smith, Theo Vaughn, Sean Ryan, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, and so many others from all parts of the political spectrum showed up to stand up to Israel, to fight against the war and to reclaim American sovereignty, and they brought millions of our fellow Americans with them. They did this despite the fact that their side is in charge. That took courage. They would say that they were standing on principles they already had. Well, all these people have already ditched their side when they do this, though. I don't care. This jink is fucking crazy. Squirrel Girl.
Oh, God.
This pseudo-moralistic act of, oh, my God, they're fascists, I can't work with them, only works. We don't happily ally with, endorse, and lie for literal genocidal Zionist war criminals like Genocide Joe and Holocaust Harris, and have a proud, self-proclaimed Christian Zionist J Street Israel lobbyist by the name of Matt Duss, while also working closely with the genocidal Zionist J Street Israel lobby directly. Okay, I'm exhausted. I'm good. Huge DGG fan. Ilhan Omar has been much more diplomatic about this, and she's received infinitely more interpersonal abuse from the likes of MTG. But then again, Ilhan genuinely cares about this issue, while AOC sees it as only ever having brought her grief.
Saying this action, a thing that has been very fascinating, especially about Marjorie and Candace, is that they are not just coming out like the other ones that you'd mentioned, where they're saying this action is wrong, mm-hmm. right? They're saying, I am done with you. We should give them credit for that. Thing that
nice 20-second slop clip. Good job. Gazins. Gazans is a tell. Gazans. I feel like they go back and forth on this, where like if you say Palestinians, they get mad because you didn't say like the people of Gaza or something. And then I've seen people get mad at Gazans before because you don't say Palestinian. I have so much virtue signaling. It's so fucking cringe.
I agreed with you.
I know. I agreed with me too. AOC will not team up with MTG to sanction Israel because of identity politics. Ooh, because she's brown. Guaranteed. Why are they offended with Gazans? I feel like years ago, if you called them Gazans, people would get offended because you were denying Palestinians their identity. I feel like I remember seeing this, but maybe I'm hallucinating. But there are so many different things that people got mad about. But it's like, Gazans? You mean the people of Palestine, Palestinians. It's because ultra-Zionists say Gazans since they reject the term Palestinian or Palestine. Okay, maybe. You guys see reviews vote for my amendment to strip funding for Israel. She can run her mouth all she wants, but votes are the only thing that matters. Not a bunch of words and nasty name calling. Hey! How about doing something with your political career when you actually have political clout and not just virtue signaling on your way out the fucking door? How can anybody give this motherfucker credit for literally anything?
Why wouldn't she just stay in and do all of what she's doing now?
Who? Marjorie?
Yeah.
Because she, what do you mean? Because she's on her way out because she thinks the MAGA movement is failing. The people that pretend this is unprincipled commitment to anything are fucking losers. They love child rape. They love dead Gazans or Palestinians. They love everything horrible in the world so that they can sit there and tweet about it all fucking day. They have no principles or no values for any of these fucking things. They're all the worst types of obsessive propagandists for their side, no matter what. Like, if Marjorie Taylor Greene gave a fuck about the Epstein Files or any of this shit, there's shit she could have been doing way earlier while she was still an effective member of Congress. Not like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and virtue signal some shit on my way out after I retire. Why are you retiring? Run again if you're so committed to your fucking principles.
Why retire? She could have literally been working with the fucking Dems inside the Congress.
No, because it's team sports and she doesn't give a fuck. She's on her way out anyway, so she just wants to separate herself.
Well, I think she wants to run.
Maybe in another race or something, maybe.
For president, is my guess, but it's not looking good for her. Seems like all the retard Republicans love MAGA.
MDG sacrificed her political career to stand against genocide, against Trump, against the Epstein class, and the survivors of Epstein's trafficking. If that doesn't earn credibility, I don't know what possibly could. I mean, MTG essentially destroyed her political career going against Trump while AOC stood on a stage in the middle of a genocide and said, the people doing the genocide were working tirelessly on it. I was pilloried by progressive Democrats in 2021 for exposing AOC as a fraud by asking her to do what she campaigned on. Her grift was obvious to anyone who bothered to look then, but now it's obvious to even the most sycophantic of her followers. She's straight up repeating Zionist talking points and calling anyone who criticizes Israel an anti-Semite. She's implementing the establishment playbook of divide and conquer. What a garbage person, and shame on anyone who still supports this charlatan. Jimmy Dore. Oh, peace goes best friends over at the Vanguard. The friends of Lib and Learn. AOC also refused to vote for your horseshit, Zionist-backed bill condemning the only Palestinian-American in Congress for calling out Israel's war crimes. Oh, no, wait. The Vanguard are attacking MTG here. Never mind. Good for them, I think. Right? Right. Good job. Clappa. Are we ready? Seen this? Hassan weighs in. Oh, boy. This is going to be a hard one for him.
Twitter also...
Hassan is a, remember, Hassan adopts the veneer of whatever he thinks is the most politically advantageous mask to wear. So sometimes he'll pretend to be a progressive. Other times he'll pretend to be a sloppulist. But internally, he's a hardcore Marxist-Leninist, okay? Sounds exaggerated, but not really. MTG is not an ML by any stretch of the imagination, or a socialist by any stretch of the imagination. I could see him wanting to support MTG, maybe, like, strategically. But I could also see him saying MTG doesn't align with us at all for some, I don't know what bullshit reason he'd give, but because she has nothing to do with like ML socialist shit.
They might have to go.
What is my food? I bet they ran down the hallway.
I bet somebody took it.
No, it's not. They're not even there. He's eating it. I know he's eating it. They let him into the elevator lobby and he's just fucking.
What'd you order?
My nuggies. And he's eating them.
Yeah, he's eating
them. Are hating on AOC now because he said Gaza instead of Palestinians? I fucking can't, man. Yeah, I don't think that was deliberate. Gazans is awful. She just doesn't know. Yeah, I don't think that's deliberate. I don't think that's like a
Gosling is awful. Oh, he's sweeping. Hassan the sweeper for AOC the Nazi? What?
A deliberate choice of wording there to like deny deny Palestinians like recognition as a people. But the Marjorie Taylor Greene situation is a unique one because, like, I love Ilhan Omar. Marjorie Taylor Greene has been unbelievably violent, vile towards Ilhan Omar. And she is like, yeah, in spite of all of that, I do, you know, I do respect. I guess I do think that there is, like, some gains to be made here. But also at the same time, I think AOC's warnings are correct. Like, Marjorie Taylor Greene has not done enough to prove that she is, like, you know, she's done a decent chunk to prove that she's more sympathetic than the average politician on this issue,
oh
on the issue
God.
Of Israel. But she absolutely has not done enough to prove that she's, like, not a fucking demonic entity at this point. I mean, it's crazy.
Who has AOC?
What? No, no. He's talking about MTG. Marjorie Taylor.
Oh, okay. She is a demonic entity.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
One sec.
Thing that has been very fascinating, especially about Marjorie and Candace.
All these retards on the left who are like, oh, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's right.
The other ones that you'd mentioned.
Absolute fucking
where they're
retards.
Saying, this action is wrong, mm-hmm. right? They're saying, I am done with you. We should give them credit for that.
You're never getting your nuggets, man.
I just don't understand. How long ago did I pick up that call? Reasons.
Dude, you're
6 minutes
them.
Ago. What?
They're not coming, man.
No, they're...
Bro, they're gone.
I don't know what else she said on top of that, though. Why are you so critical of AOC? Why are you so incritical of AOC, bro? I was genuinely embarrassed. What the fuck has AOC done? Has she criticized Dem leadership like Marjorie Taylor Greene did the Republicans? Bro, check my logs. AOC's working tirelessly for a ceasefire, Chatters. I mean, If you make an honest assessment off of like every legislative action that AOC has done in her career, every legislative action that she's ever taken in her career, and then compare it to Marjorie Taylor Greene's track record, and you still think Marjorie Taylor Greene is actually better than AOC, you're genuinely a dumb person. Like, I don't know what to even explain to you. Like, I don't even know how we can have a
making
conversation
me having to
at
agree
that point.
With Hassan? Ugh.
Like. I do give Marjorie Taylor Greene credit for being an unlikely ally in this issue.
It's like giving Mussolini credit for getting the trains on time, man.
Yeah, Josiah made a tweet earlier about this. This is the issue that I have with people. And it's, I don't know how to, I need to find a way to concisely phrase this, okay? Is you'll have people who are... there's no way I can draw this. You'll have people who are on your side like 10% of the time and then against you like 90% of the time. And then people will say, well, listen, when they're with us, you know, we should give them credit for being with us. But the issue that I have
oh,
with
man.
That is that the other side never, ever, ever, ever gives you credit when you guys are aligned on things. They will always attack you. So why waste any time ever giving credit? You don't need MTG to bolster your opinions about fuck, I don't even fucking know what we're talking about right now. What is the shit having to do with MG? Is it Israel shit right now or is it Epstein shit right now?
She's mad about Israel shit, yeah.
It's retarded Israel. Fucking Israel shit. I don't even fucking know what it is. But like, you don't ever have to give these people credit, ever. You just say fuck them, right? If they want to switch sides, like completely, if MTG wants to run as like a registered Democrat, it's like, oh, fine, fuck it, we can talk. But when people
no,
are-
we can't talk.
Well,
this is the Jewish space lasers or lady, man.
If she wants to be the listen, if she wants to run in some crazy red place and win a seat, you know, that we wouldn't be able to get otherwise.
Okay, all right. Then, all know, right, I agree with that. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Fuck it, you know?
Okay. As long as she's not running a Dem area, sure.
Yeah, fuck it. Let her go. She can be our Kirsten or Sinema or Fetterman tier or whatever person. But the idea that like we have to constantly give these guys credit when they're aligned with us on things, why? They're never coming to our side, and they're always going to be used to attack us. And all that happens when you give them credit, you're just bolstering their presence into your movement.
Yeah.
There is... The problem with AOC is that there's so much misinformation, and people's brains just... People's brains shut off when they think about AOC on the left. We are far more ruthless to people who are ideologically closest to us. Not to say that she's like there.
He's only being nice to her because she plays Among Us with him, by the way.
True. Not to say that she's like 100% there. Not to say that she's infallible. Like working tirelessly for a ceasefire is a perfectly valid critique about what AOC has said and done, aligning with Biden and telling.
Where do you think they're taking the stairs?
No, man. They took your nuggets, dude. Give up. Order another set.
They called to come up the elevator. So where could they possibly be? This is real funny for you, huh?
And Biden not to drop out. These are things that I have criticized. Other things that I've criticized were specifically to even allow Marjorie Taylor Greene to be...
Message him on the app? No, I'm not going to show fear or anger if he's fucking... He's probably just in... Wait, is he biking away from the apartment complex? I feel like he's just like smashing my nuggies in the corner or something. Fuck with me. It looks like he's driving away, but he might just be in the building and it like it zips around.
No, man, oh, wait, he's
hold
gone.
On. I think I hear. Hold on. I bet they had multiple deliveries. That's what took him so long. Thank you.
Oh, did you get it?
I did.
The correct voice on defensive and offensive weapons distinctions in Congress, something that AOC is now on board with.
By the way, if you want to know what everybody's sewing the fuck out over for these bills, people were mad that anybody was approving defensive weapons to Israel because they said, well, if you approve defensive weapons to Israel, then that means that they can spend more money on their offensive weapons. So if you approve defensive weapons, it's the same thing as approving offensive weapons. And if you're approving offensive weapons, you're approving a genocide. So supporting any money whatsoever to Israel equals genocide. That's why they all hated AOC in the past on this shit.
Right.
Why are we giving money to Israel? They're a fucking rich nation. Can't they pay for their own fucking shit?
Because when you got money, you give it to people.
Sure, but we just got rid of USAID.
Well,
it's not like if we stop giving Israel money for guns and shit that they're gonna be like, all right, well, hold on. Well, let me find some new allies. That's not going to fucking happen. Everybody hates these motherfuckers.
I'm just saying that we like to give money to people so that they're friendly to us and everybody chills. When we make that agreement to Egypt. And Israel had peace with Egypt. One of the things that was greasing their wheels was the U.S. like, what if we give you guys a fuck ton of money every year? Will you be chill with Israel then? And they did. And we still do.
Hell yeah, we give Egypt
over $1 billion a year still.
Wait. Well, are they chill with it? Are they chill with Israel?
Yeah, they are. Even when the Muslim Brotherhood took over, they were chill with Israel still.
Sounds like the money's well spent.
Exactly. That's why we do it. The ICUS provides significant financial aid to Egypt, averaging over $1 billion in military and economic assistance annually since 1979. Oh, so when the peace agreement was signed, go figure. Egypt has been a major recipient of USAID, primarily intended to support regional security, stability, and the peace treaty with Israel. Since 1946, Egypt has received over $87 billion in aid. Damn. How much have we given Israel? How much money has U.S. given to Israel since 90? It's got to be more than Egypt. I'm going to guess 150 bill. Because we gave them a ton over in 73 and after the October 7th stuff, right? How much money have we given?
I think it's 70 billion.
Seven? No way. Over the past like 50 years or some bullshit. Wait, you think just for October 7th was it 70 billion? Wait. How much money has U.S. given to Israel historically? Whew, more than that. 300 billion. 300 billion dollars.
I mean, that's not that bad. How much are we spending on our military right now each year? Is it a trillion?
Well, they're trying to ask for 1.5 trillion this year.
Jeez. What do they need it for? For what?
For what? What do you mean?
Why do they need $1.5 trillion?
For the military? Because they got to fucking fight everybody, bruh.
You know, I say we don't give them money for a whole year and see how they do.
Whoa. U.S. military aid to Israel. Damn, we gave them a lot of money for that genocide.
Make them do some fucking some car washes.
Bruh.
These are problems, certainly, in the way that AOC communicates. But the way people treat it, they don't have a consistent framework that they analyze politicians on. It turns into, I don't like this person, and here are a million reasons why. Many of those millions are just exaggerations off of like what she has done that is worthy of criticism. That turns into red lines that people design for themselves that they don't actually hold other people to the same standard.
Wow.
So I have a consistent framework on this where I say I grade politicians on a curve. Mm-hmm. I match them up with the rest of the political class. AOC is far above and far closer to our goals and our perspectives than virtually the rest of Congress, even if at times she says...
You want me to watch 5 more minutes of this? What the fuck?
Things that I am unbelievably critical of. Even if at times she does the wrong thing, says the wrong thing. Like, many people probably don't know this, but like, Jamal Bowman has, unlike AOC, I love Jamal Bowman. You know I love Jamal Bowman. Jamal Bowman has literally voted to send weapons to Israel, right?
What?
Jamal Bowman was punished for being one of the few lone anti-Zionist voices in Congress. And I love Jamal Bowman. So how do you square that circle, right? If I can make that distinction in my mind and be more understanding of people's mistakes, even on the legislative side where they have the most amount of impact, right? Then you should be able to do this as well. Because if you were to ask the average person, for example, right now, between Ro Khanna and AOC, a lot of people love Ro Khanna. I do too, right? I think Ro Khanna is great. AOC's legislative track record is far more progressive than Ro Khanna's, though. But she gets all the fucking hate. This isn't to say, go hate on Ro Khanna. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just trying to recenter the charitability that you afford certain candidates that you don't afford to AOC. So you develop a more consistent framework that you operate off of. Do you see what I mean?
No.
That's what this is. Oh. If you don't know what I'm saying, this is right. What does AOC have to deny the Palestinian an ally? I mean, I think she's making a fair assessment here that it will take a lot for her to consider Marjorie Taylor Greene to be a true ally in this cause. And I don't think that's a wrong assessment. It's one that I also agree with. I don't trust Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't trust Tucker Carlson. I don't trust Nick Fuentes. I don't. And a lot of people get mad at me for saying that. A lot of people disagree with me on this issue. Marjorie Taylor Greene sacrificed her political career to stand against genocide, against Trump, against the Epstein class, and defend survivors of Epstein's trafficking. If that doesn't earn credibility, I don't know what possibly could.
No.
She didn't sacrifice it. She could have stayed in there.
You need to keep these contacts so you treat them with kids' gloves? Yes, dude. I'm really desperate. I'm really desperate. As you know, I love hanging out with politicians. My favorite fucking...
I think there's an easy problem. Disavow in all other circumstances. There are some situations you're forced to give an opinion. Then just give your opinion with caveats to avoid legitimizing their political position. It doesn't sacrifice principles or political clout to give an honest... to give an opinion longer than yes or no when you're expected to give a take. I don't know what you mean. All you have to say is like if somebody's like, what do you think about Marjorie Taylor Greene criticizing whatever bullshit? You say, oh, good when they criticize MAGA. That's it. You don't have to say like, oh, I agree with them. They're part of our coalition. We want to... Dude, people like Ryan Dipshit and Greenwald Dipshit, these fucking guys are talking about drafting MTG under our side way more than Kamala was ever talking about drafting the Cheneys into the fucking Democratic coalition. These guys are acting like MTG is about to fucking jump ship and become a full-fledged, I don't even know what they would say, lefty, Democrat, whatever the fuck else, sopulist. Like, Jesus.
Thing. I love doing it. That's why I keep doing it over and over.
Ryan Grimm.
You said Ryan.
He's a Ryan. Fake news fucking journalist loser who worked at the... He works at Drop Site now, right? And he used to be part of that other fucking slop site. Oh, fuck. He's a sloppy-list. Ugh.
We're again these past couple of months, and not because
the Intercept.
A well-rounded framework, that I'm, a consistent framework that I'm operating off of. All these useless sock dems are like catnip to you. Oh, God. I hate the cynicism so much because I'm unbearably transparent with you all the fucking time. I'm so open about my ambitions. One more year of entryism. Oh, God. It's not even entryism. It's not like I'm saying we're going to fucking rebuild the Democratic Party. I choose my words very carefully on this, okay? You have an electoral vehicle in front of you right now. It's the primary driver. People just don't like AOC because she talks like a rad lib. I think that's part of it, yes. And also because she is a woman. I think that plays somewhat of a role in this, too. But yeah, the rad lib part is correct. Don't you say you want to change the Democratic Party? I'm genuinely confused. Yes, in the interim. But if the Democratic Party, which I expect it to be unbelievably resistant as it is so far... If the Democratic Party is just a brand, okay? That's all it is. You can fill it up with whatever you want to fill it up with. But their goal is to ultimately protect corporate interests, okay? But right now, the Democratic Party is unbelievably weak. And their voters, self-identifying Democrats, self-identifying liberals, actually are not so ideologically invested in third-way neoliberalism as the party is invested. They're not invested in defending Israel as the National Democratic Party is invested in defending Israel. So we have a real opportunity to make significant gains here and to develop an ideological framework that and organize and... basically draw up as many numbers as possible.
I'm sorry, you're fucking retarded. And this extends to anybody that in my sphere, whatever. When you see people like this who just like openly talk about literally capturing your entire political party and flipping it into some weird fucking subversive thing, like, you're fucking retarded. I have no sympathy for whatever the fuck happens to Democrats or anybody else. When you invite, like, I don't even know if you could consider this subversive. He's so open about it. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? How stupid do you have to be? Jesus.
The only way that the American socialist movement has ever grown in the last decade or so is by way of these electoral vehicles that are basically free for the taking. Okay.
It's
Bernie Sanders in 2016, Bernie Sanders again in 2020. AOC was another major driver in DSA memberships. Even the most like rabid anti Democratic Party people will openly admit that the Bernie Sanders was an eye-opening moment for them in 2016. Okay? This is what it takes to build a real fucking... this is what it takes to build a movement. Build a movement beyond the Democratic Party. It's because your SJW is more important to you than anti-imperialism. What? Yeah, if you think Marjorie Taylor Greene is a fucking anti-imperialist, you're an absolute dullard, all right? I'm sorry. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who literally still says, why are we giving money to Ukraine? We should be spending that money bombing Mexico instead. That's your
Where is the line where it's fine to try to change the party, just regular progressives? No, you can change the party however you want. If Hassan thinks that the Democratic Party should be a Marxist party, then fine, make that argument. I think it's totally fine if you want to argue that way. Fine, you can even do, like, I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is the dishonesty about it, the mask on about it, and then how fucking retarded every center-left lib dipshit is when they're like, well, we agree with Hassan on a lot of things, so, you know, I don't want to be too argumentative. I just want to blah, 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 blah. It's like, you're so weak. You're not fighting for your political survival at all. You're handing everything over on a silver platter.
Fucking anti-imperialist hero? Are you a donkey? Are you a fucking baboon? Are you a moron? Are you okay? What do you mean SJW? You think I'm a fucking SJW? The hell are you talking about? Half of the fucking critics of mine are rad-lib saying I use vulgar fucking language. Suck my dick, dumbass. A lot of people genuinely think Tucker and Marjorie Taylor Greene are better than AOC and others like that, but if you think that you're not on the left, you can put up the white nationalism, hatred of gay and trans people, historic end of the support for Israel until it became unpopular. Anti-redistributive policies and hatred of immigrants just became, just because they say fuck Israel. Some of you don't care about anything, I swear to God.
To be clear, I'm against his political position as well, but I don't think that it's, like, immoral to try to push for different politics. I think his politics are immoral, and I don't like his politics. I just don't like that people on my side just can't see what the fuck is happening ever. It just drives me crazy.
Like, this is how you literally end up getting caught off guard and supporting opportunists. I think Tucker Carlson, and to a certain degree Marjorie Taylor Greene, is an opportunist, okay? You take their support, and you say, great, thank you for your support, but you're joining our side on this, okay?
Holy shit! And he understands. See, he understands the game perfectly. Why are we fucking retarded like this? Not to be mean, but like, I love all of you, okay? But like, my Adam Mocklers and everything else, he gets it. He understands. Holy shit. He understands it perfectly. Why are libs so fucking retarded? Why are they so fucking stupid? That's what you do. Hey, thanks for the support, motherfucker. Boom. That's it.
An opportunity up getting caught off guard and supporting opportunists. I think Tucker Carlson and
he is an opportunist. That's what they've just described themselves as. And he said socialism of the past has only worked on the back of opportunism, like Bernie Sanders, like AOC.
To a certain degree, Marjorie Taylor Greene is an opportunist. Okay? You take their support and you say, great. Thank you for your support.
Yeah. Boom.
But you're joining our side on this. Okay?
Exactly. Do you see the demand? You see the concession?
Mm-hmm.
But some of you genuinely think they are the fucking movement leaders. What the fuck are you talking about? It's totally ridiculous. Do you have a principled worldview? Or do you just like kind of hate Israel and you don't know why you hate Israel? Sometimes it feels like a lot of people hate Israel because it's the cool thing to do. If you have a principled worldview, if you have an underlying ideological distaste for what Israel is doing, if you're an anti-fascist, if you're an anti-imperialist, if you're anti-genocide, and that's the reason why you hate Israel, then what the fuck are we doing? What's next? You're going to tell me Dan Bilzerian is a great person? What are we doing here? Your chat are now doing this interest. Wow, all you care about is Israel thing now. Great stuff. What horse shit? It's because of useless Democrats, you know, who come from the party you are supporting. You voted for a genocide era. Piss real. Nobody knows who the fuck you are. Okay? You have to understand at a certain point that I am actually putting my fucking entire family's life on the line when I say the things that I say about Israel, and not only the Israel, but also the Palestinian resistance. You have a username called Piss Real in my fucking chat. Okay? How can you say that I'm not, like, you know, putting my money where my fucking mouth is on this issue? God damn it. You are so fucking stupid. Have a little bit of grace. Have a little bit of humility. Have a little bit of...
Like, it's so weird. Because he has to walk this crazy line right now where it's not really about just Israel. Like, the reason why his chat has so much trouble following him sometimes, and the reason why he shouts at his chat so much, I was like, oh, you guys don't fucking get about it. He gets so mad. Is because he lies even to his own audience about, like, what the goals are. And the goal, it's not really about Israel. It's not really about anti-genocide. It's about anti-fascism. Which is actually an anti-imperialism, which is actually like a signal for the West. That's what he's actually opposed to. Genocide is fine when his side does it. He has nothing to say of any of the Arab-related genocides. No problem with China capturing Taiwan. No speak of what's going on with the Uyghurs. Nothing to say for Turkey and its history. Nothing to say for any, you know, Russia-Ukraine shit right now. The only thing he cares about is anti-Western stuff, right? That's it. But his audience has a hard time following because in his audience's mind, well, if MTG is against Israel and we're against Israel, shouldn't we, like, align with her? No. MTG doesn't hate the West like Hassan does. So even though she might seem like a good ally, she's not really, We don't want to bring those types of people in because we're looking for West haters. But he can't say that. I don't know if he can say that part as loudly, especially right now with more eyes on him because he's trying to be involved in these political campaigns. But
a bit of fucking decency in your analysis. Bare minimum stuff. Okay, okay, dude. Well, thank you. Thank you for being the most moral force here, okay? Thank you. God damn, dude. Every fucking day, I'm being called a goddamn terrorist by unbelievably powerful forces in this fucking party. And there's still a moron in the fucking chat that goes, dude, what have you done? You're actually pro-Israel. You're actually a Zionist. Like, holy shit, dude. What do you want? Do you want me to be fucking assassinated until... And at which point you'll go, okay, maybe he actually was serious about this stuff. What the fuck are we doing? How have you not seen the metric ton of dick I'm eating on a fucking daily basis from openly Zionist groups? They understand the danger of someone like myself being able to communicate openly in mainstream media my positions that are in defense, not only against Israel from a ideologically consistent perspective, being anti-genocide, being anti-fascist, but also offering analysis on why resistance groups form, reasserting the importance of international law.
Only against
the not West. Assassinated. Are you really not assassinated, but just something more impactful? Brother, we are literally one step short of stochastic terrorism, me being victim to stochastic terrorism, okay? That's it. We have arrived at... There's two things...
I think he means terrorism, but okay. His audience is just not following along. I just don't know. I don't watch his chat. I don't know how radical his audience is or how much they're figuring it out, but...
Full international law analysis on...
I understand now a little bit more, too. I guess in a way, Zionism kind of sort of embodies a lot of, like, the West or what the West is. So it's a convenient... kind of focal point for attacks, and lets you bring in a lot of people who want to kind of attack the West. In a way, it like works as a good whistle, because you can also talk about like the genocide and imperialism and Western support and all this bullshit too.
On why resistance groups form, reasserting the importance of international law. Not assassinated? Are you really not assassinated, but just something more impactful? Brother, we are literally one step short of stochastic terrorism, me being victim to stochastic terrorism, okay? That's it. We have arrived at... There's two things that can possibly happen to me. I get arrested by the administration, or I get fucking killed by a random lone gunman, or I get fucking killed directly by an intelligence asset. That's it. There's nothing else that can happen to me at this point. Okay? What the fuck are you talking about? What more could happen? What more could happen? There's plenty that does happen behind the scenes that you're completely oblivious to. I'm never going to talk about it, and I'm not going to talk about it right now. It doesn't fucking matter.
Nothing.
Okay? But beyond being straight up fucking killed, okay? Directly killed by either...
By the way, I'm worried about being murdered by an asset... And also, I'm going to fly to Cuba for one day to stream and then come back. LOL.
Lone gunman.
Problem?
Or, you know.
What?
Problem?
Going to fucking prison. There's not really much more that, you know, the pro-Israel crowd could do to me, right? At this point. The fuck?
Also, remember, who was the last person to threaten Hassan? Do you remember?
The last person to threaten Hassan?
He's threatened me.
Anyway.
And as well. And Loaderbox. Who?
I do.
You do.
Bad empanada.
True. Crazy, huh?
What is this? Mm-hmm. It's become a standard leftist view that Trumpism was a backlash to Obama not being socialist enough, and I don't think that's what happened, lol.
True.
Maybe you could argue it's good politics to pretend that that's what happened, but that's not what happened. If you ever did reporting instead of talking to a camera, you might know that Obama's coalition fell apart over the economy. Millions of homeowners lost homes and their lifetime wealth.
Quick Hassan slopper.
Why are you always in a suit? I'm a suit guy now. This is it. I'm in my suit era. I think we already...
Oh no, do you think somebody bullied him too much about all of his wacky outfits?
I think we already established that. Part of the reason why I'm in a suit all the time is because, you know, moms and dads are watching. Two reasons. One, it makes my head look bigger. Number two, a lot of conservatives come in here to watch lately to see what's going on. And as a chatter correctly pointed to, wearing a suit, basically like... lingerie for old conservative ladies. Yeah, they love that shit. Gets them horny. And in their horny moment, they just are a lot more receptive to what I have to say. This is how we spark the revolution, ladies and gentlemen. This is how we do it.
Okay. Oh, do you think it's because Nick is always in a suit? Or he saw me wearing a suit after my court case? Who's his inspiration for this? That's the real question.
But that dog back there, one that's sleeping, she lives a better life than you, okay?
He loves saying that. How many times? I feel like I've heard him say this like five different times in just clips.
I don't know if it's because you're like, oh, you're an ideological opponent of mine, and it's a much easier way to fucking say, to falsely claim that you're a dog abuser.
Chat, as long as you're in the box, it's a luxury life, chat, and he's not wrong. There's a way better life, but don't you fucking dare, yo. Don't you fucking dare. Get out of that fucking box. You know, if you step one foot off that fucking box, oh man.
Or if you...
You know, in a way, Kai is kind of living in like an open air prison.
Genuinely think that I am a dog abuser? I don't know. 68 months. But let me tell you something, okay? I am such a fucking loser.
Oh God, don't give me the shit. Hassan explains Pearl Harbor? Please, God, no. Oh God, no.
Nepal.
Wait, but he doesn't even like Japan. These should just be two countries he hates, so he shouldn't even simp for one or the other.
We're doing a poll. We have to fucking see. I have to see. Go vote in the poll. They teach Pearl Harbor like it was an unprovoked attack in America, bro? Wait, what?
It's kind of true, right? That I think even in World War One and Two, when we got attacked, we were kind of like doing embargoes or selectively trading with countries or whatever, right? So, I mean, you could argue it was kind of provoked, but I mean, I don't think we attacked them first. But then we had reasons for why we were embargoing people. For Japan, I think it was because of the, was the Sino-Japanese War, was that a different thing? Or was that when they, World War II, was that the same thing? They were doing some kind of fuck shit.
Oh my God, 88%? By the way, I'm talking about being illiterate, but I wrote didn't.
I don't even know which side he's going to take here. Hassan loves Japan because they were the victim of the U.S. because of nukes. Yeah, but usually people hate, like Hassan, hate U.S. stooges or representatives of what they consider to be like U.S. imperialist power. That's why they hate like Saudi Arabia, even though they're Muslims. They hate, and all the Gulf states that are friendly with the United States, they hate them because of that.
Wait till you find out whether or not, there is some suspicions that FDR might have known.
Oh, but God. That Pearl Harbor was coming, but they didn't want to say anything so that the U.S. could be... Okay.
He needed something to push Americans, push the American public into action, into engage. We're doing a poll.
To what? To fight Japan and the Nazis? Is that even bad? What is...
Seeing the Pearl Harbor discourse? Yes, I did. He talked about at length, and the clip is on the same account, you fucking donkey. He talked about that as well. Stop getting duped by small clips. Yeah, no, this person is not getting duped by small clips.
Oh, God. This girl is the... I don't even know if this is a real person. It could just be AI. But this is like one of the biggest Hassan simps on all of Twitter. Bill, I see her simp and write so many fucky retarded tweets defending the retarded shit that he says. Holy fuck. One sec.
Shortage was an absolute disaster for Japan, who relied on imports for 90% of its supply. Not only would this destroy the Japanese economy, but it would put its military at a literal standstill, which meant no more expansion. Japan resented the U.S. for meddling in its quest to dominate Asia. The only solution left for the Japanese was total war. Crush the U.S. fleet in the Pacific and then occupy Southeast Asia and claim its resources. And so, on December 7th, 1941, Japan launched its surprise attack at Pearl Harbor.
Go back 30 seconds.
100 aircraft, and killing around 2,400 soldiers, sailors, airmen, and...
talking about French Indochina.
This kind of makes Japan look like they were backed into a corner and had no option. I mean, they did have an option, which was not be Nazi Germany in fucking in China and Korea. And no, definitely they were not backed into a corner. They were not the good guys in any way, shape, or form. Okay. I mean, they did the Holocaust to China. If you noticed at first, until they started threatening Western territories, Western colonial conquest, until they started threatening Western territories that were also taken over through colonial conquest, America and the Western world was like, oh, stop it. We really don't like what you're doing to China, but like, who cares? Okay. It was until it was only after they started frustrating Western territories did they decide to do something about it. The Japanese were actually so bad in China that envoys from the Nazi government in Nanjing actually took in Chinese refugees to keep them away from the Japanese. They were horribly monstrous. Yeah. Japanese were specifically the cause of 14 to 20 million Chinese casualties in World War II.
Oh, are we going to blame Japan for the Great Leap Forward? Are we getting there?
That's not including the other countries they conquered too, by the way. Yeah, the Japanese were really, really fucking ruthless.
The only ones who weren't ruthless, by the way, were the Soviets, because they were good, moral, holy, loving people. But all of the ones that were part of the West and the Nazi team, they were all horrible, terrible people. The Soviets, though, the most moral army, actually. They were roof knocking and dropping leaflets on Nazi approaching soldiers, letting them know that they were going to be shooting at them, hoping that they would not invade.
United States declared war on Japan on December 8, 1941. Not long after, the Japanese would realize the mistake it made at Pearl Harbor. Their bombers had failed to deliver a mortal blow to the Pacific Fleet, missing oil tanks, ammunition sites, repair facilities, and aircraft carriers. Just 6 months later, remnants of the U.S. fleet...
No, the whole, like, kawaii shit is... That's what happens when you become servile to American interests, okay? Post-World War II, if you were like, oh, okay, we're now doing whatever you want us to do, sir. America just let you do any kind of whitewashing you want to. This is actually important.
Wasn't it at the behest of... Oh, fuck. I don't remember if Carter did this. And Biden might have. Hasn't the U.S. kind of pushed Japan to say, like, hey, you guys need to apologize for some fuck shit or whatever? I feel like there were U.S. presidents that kind of pushed this, but maybe not. I could be misremembering. I don't remember.
Important to understand the Chinese perspective on a little bit, because, like, imagine being fucking China, okay? Century of humiliation. Japan comes and does the Holocaust to you, okay? And then America drops atom bombs on Japan. You're like, oh, hell yeah, that's awesome, right? That was their perspective at the time. And I think still to this day, that's kind of their perspective. The Chinese perspective is like, hell yeah, atom bombs. They should have done worse, right? I can't fault them for having that framework, regardless of my own personal opinion on the utilization of atom bombs. But like...
We have understanding for the Chinese for us nuking Japan, but we can't imagine why... Israelis might feel a little bit miffed after the second intifada. Really? Okay.
You come into that situation, you're able to develop your country under unbearable conditions, civil war, okay? You gain autonomy, you gain sovereignty in the aftermath of that. And then there is a tremendous growing pains in the process, right? Cultural revolution is
growing pains.
Devastating in many respects.
But just growing pains.
Right? The collectivization efforts obviously end up with
some
the last
pains.
Time there's tremendous amounts of famine in the country.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
It's the last time, but it's still, you know...
kind of bad.
Like a...
It sucks.
It's still horrifying when you're experiencing this process, okay, right? Okay. When you're going through it.
Strong words.
And you have these like unacknowledged atrocities. Many Americans don't even know that the Chinese were involved in World War II, or even far before World War II, or were devastated by Japanese imperialism.
I feel like that's true. I feel like we didn't learn anything about what happened in Asia or Africa for any of the wars. I don't think everybody can spam question marks because you hate Hassan, but I didn't learn fucking anything. I didn't even know China existed until like 1960 or whatever, for at least for my education.
And then this country that this island nation that did this to you, okay, becomes an economic powerhouse, has America write its constitution, becomes an economic powerhouse. America then takes some of the war criminal research and then uses it in Korea, and that conflict is inevitably going to spill over into your country. While you're still licking your wounds from World War II,
Yes, thank you. Everybody is saying Nanking. That's great that you learned about that one fucking event. That's nothing. If you typed in chat, actually, I learned about the rape of Nanking. You're reinforcing what I said. You learned nothing about China or the whole fucking Southeast Asian fucking war in Japan and wanting to conquer the whole fucking continent, the whole history. You have no idea. You don't learn anything about it. Okay, that's fine to admit that. But when you say I learned about the rape of Nanking, you're saying you learned fuck all about China, Japan, World War II, which is fine. I didn't either.
You're going through...
You don't know anything about what Rurouni Kenshin had to live through.
Your own version, your own civil war, okay, against these nationalist forces. And then you have to muster up enough of your ascetic and unbelievably poor forces to go and defend Korea. And you do actually end up achieving a bunch of military successes in that endeavor. You can't even fully defeat the KMT because they steal all...
Damn, man. He can give so much charity when it's his team. Hmm.
All the gold, and they move to Taiwan, the island of Formosa. Okay? And before you can go and take over Taiwan, You have to now deal with the Korean flank. And yes, Mao's son died in Korea, defending Korea.
I cry every time.
Anyway, all that shit happens, and the Western world, after you've gone through these tremendous hardships, tremendous pain, okay, for decades and decades, you just dial in and you're like, nope, we're just going to focus on development. We're going to focus on building our country, okay? And there are still instances where, regardless of your allegiance with America at times, and regardless of playing a role in American imperialism in the region, which they did, okay, they were very calculated, very strategic, and America thought that they could exploit the Sino-Soviet split, which China absolutely leaned into as well, right? You do all the stuff. The rest of the world doesn't know any of the hardships. They only talk about how you killed hundreds of millions of people. Mao killed hundreds of millions of fucking people. This guy who's like the founding father of your country.
Wait, did anybody hear that? Wait. Did anybody hear that? Hold on. What was he going to say there?
They only talk about how you killed hundreds of millions of people. Mao killed hundreds of millions of fucking people. This guy who's like the founding father of your country.
He was going to say the GOAT.
Modern China, the People's Republic of China, that you have tremendous respect
Yikes,
for.
Fam. Yikes.
Okay. And everyone's like, oh, dude, you're basically like Adolf Hitler. Your country was founded basically by Adolf Hitler. They killed so many of your own people directly at gunpoint. Like, what the fuck? Meanwhile, the real country that did the Holocaust to you, that was the Adolf Hitler to you, is Japan. And they're the most kawaii country on the planet. Everyone's like, oh, I love Japan. I love Japan. Japan is awesome. They've never done anything wrong. Yeah, it would probably piss me off too, you know?
Okay, sorry.
It'd probably be very, very frustrating to see the Western world look at this country and look at this country that has done unbelievable amounts of pain that you have a direct connection to, that you're, you know, you experienced only a couple generations ago, only one to two generations ago, and you've gone through this like tremendous fucking hardship.
Tremendous.
And the Western world that refused to acknowledge any of that shit is still saying you're the bad guys over and over again. Meanwhile, Japan developed, sure, as a vassal state, okay, became this competitive economy, maybe grew a little bit too much for America's liking. Then America came in and was like, enough, right?
Uh-huh.
Brother, say you love Japan. I mean, it's been a long time since and has great. Yeah, I mean, I think Japan is dope as well. I'm agnostic. I'm a centrist. I love China. I love Japan. I think they both have wonderful qualities, and there are definitely things that we can learn from each country. Okay, but if we're talking about it within the framework of World War II, I mean, they were Adolf Hitler. They were Japanese Adolf Hitler. Okay, the very fact that I have to explain it as they were Japanese Adolf Hitler
Has he ever talked about the Molotov-Ribbentrop or whatever? I know they always have an excuse for why it wasn't actually an alliance and it was just a neutrality thing. And it's not, but I wonder, has he ever talked about it before? I'm just curious.
Indication that people don't learn about the horrifying war crimes of Japan in general.
My king.
Once again,
April 21st, 2026.
Liberals will always bring up Molotov-Ribbentrop as though it's like some sort of secret sauce here. Ooh, an unspeakable truth has been revealed, without talking about Western appeasement and the attempts.
That is true. We never really learn about appeasement over and 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 over. I feel like appeasement is like the only word that you fucking learn when you're doing World War II in fucking high school. That's like the number one thing that you learn is appeasement. What are we talking about? What?
Without talking about Western appeasement and the attempts of Stalin to warn the West about the dangers of Nazi Germany's expansionist agenda. They always bring this up. And I think the greatest comparison to this is when you know, current modern day conservatives say, oh, did you know it was the Republican Party that ended slavery? Abraham Lincoln? Have you heard of it? Did this? Okay, that person that you banned is awesome. That person that you banned said, did you brothelize a child? That's what they brothelize. What the fuck is brothelizing a child, dude? Schmeckle TV account created in December 5th, 2017. What the fuck does that even mean, you absolute freak? He started off with, okay. You're starting to get Jenks double chin, bud.
Oh, no.
Hold on. You're starting to get Jenks double chin, bud, which is, again, funny. You wish. Did you really bang an underage girl at a brothel? Did you brothelize a child until they got banned? The answer to that question is obviously not, you fucking animal.
Okay.
And also, perhaps...